I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're joined by Mark Hairston, who teaches an occasional class at UTD on Japanese animation. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Studio Ghibli is far and away the most famous animation house in Japan. Is it safe to say that that's because of its most famous director?
Right. Miyazaki himself is a Japanese icon, a Japanese national treasure. He will be one of those people, like Disney, who will be on stamps after he passes away there in Japan.
When I think of Miyazaki, I think of this incredibly ornate and detailed imagination, these constant flights of fancy. I'm wondering what you would say the traits he is best known for.
Wonderful stories. He captures the audience's imagination wonderfully. He has incredibly strong female characters. And also, again, flights of fancy. The man loves flying. And so visually, he has incredible images of flight in almost every film, whether they're airplanes or not.
Or a moving castle.
Or a moving castle, yes.
On Saturday, the Angelica Film Centers in Plano and Dallas are showing Miyazaki's My Neighbor Totoro. Mm-hmm. It's about two little girls who move out to the country and encounter some strange and playful creatures who live in the woods. For those who haven't seen My Neighbor Totoro, what makes that movie special?
Several people, myself included, have said that 100 years from now, Totoro will be the movie that Miyazaki is remembered for, because that is the one that everyone just adores. But what makes it powerful is not just that it's the story is the two children and their father moving out to the countryside, and that's cute and everything. But in the background, the reason they're moving is because the mother has tuberculosis, and they've moved her to a hospital. This is in the early 50s, pre-penicillin era. And at the time, if you had TB, that's what you did. You moved out to a place where there was clean air to try and get over the disease. And so that's the darkness at the heart of Totoro. It's light and airy, and here are these fantasy creatures. But the little girls are terrified of losing their mother, and that's something everyone, all of us from our childhood own, you know, is a fear that we identify with. And the Totoros help the girls cope with this, and it ultimately has a happy ending. So, again, Roger Ebert picked it as one of the five best movies for kids ever made, right behind Wizard of Oz.
Wow. We've, of course, talked a lot about Miyazaki, but there's another famed Japanese animator that's part of Studio Ghibli. What can you tell us about Takahata?
Isao Takahata is a Miyazaki senpai. When Miyazaki started at 22 at Toei Studios, working as just the bottom-level grunt in the animation industry, Takahata was his superior. But the two of them became friends and bonded together, and they basically have worked through, you know, from the 1960s on. Now, Miyazaki's films from Ghibli have been more successful from the box office standpoint. But Takahata has done absolutely marvelous, beautiful films. And the two that are going to be shown at the Angelica, or two of the ones that will be shown at the Angelica that I'd recommend people go see, are Only Yesterday and Tale of Princess Kaguya. Tale of Princess Kaguya is a retelling of a Japanese folk tale. It's Takahata's final film. It is absolutely beautiful. It is like watching an animated Japanese watercolor.
You've mentioned that Miyazaki is at the end of his career, and there's a sense of crisis of who will be the next Miyazaki. Who's in the running? Who's the leader?
Right now, the odds are, so we really should be asking who will take the mantle of Miyazaki. And right now, the odds on favorite is Mamoru Hosoda, who has put out multiple films. In fact, he was hired by Studio Ghibli to be the original director for Howl's Moving Castle and then quit after 6 weeks out of frustration. He couldn't stand Miyazaki's micromanaging of the product. So Miyazaki said, well, I'll just have to go do the movie myself then. But Hosoda has gone on since then to make four big hits, feature films, all four of which have won the Japanese Academy Award for Animated Feature.
The movies that are a part of this festival are going to be shown both in their original Japanese with subtitles and dubbed into English. Do you have a preference about those two when you're watching?
I used to be a purist and want only the Japanese. That's from the early days of the American anime industry, where we were bringing over Japanese films and the dubbing was not of very high quality in a lot of cases. However, since all of these were done by either Disney or G-Kids, they have done a marvelous job on the dubs in English. So I'm happy watching them either way myself. One thing with anime fans is it tends to be whichever language you hear it first in is the one that you, like a baby chick, you fixate on. You know, the Japanese one is perfect and the English one is horrible, or other way around.
Mark Harrison, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Mark.